host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Jinx Live on CFRC.
Did not shoot the deputy. Yeah. you need.
With a live set. Now I'm going to head it over to Ellie, who's going to interview the band.
All right, so I am here with Jinx, Jinx Band Official, and they just played our live sessions. So, Jinx Band, what are your names and instruments?
My name's Joey, and I'm the vocalist.
My name is Charles Mayo, and I play lead electric guitar.
My name's Paul, I play drums.
My name's Lucas, I play bass.
And I'm Sophia, and I play rhythm.
That was great, guys. Thanks. All right, so why don't you tell me why you chose the songs that you played for us today? Anyone have something to say on that?
I think, you know, we often talk about, like, I think each of us has a different perspective on, like, why we will bring a song forward for us to play as a band. They can talk about why they'll suggest certain songs in a general sense, but for me, I always think about, like, if I'm a Queen student in the audience watching a student band perform and I'm, like, drunk, like, what song do I want to sing along to? And then that kind of guides me, like, okay, that's a song we should do. So anyone else?
Yeah, so the songs that you played today, you played three songs for us, four songs, actually, three on video. But can you tell me about those songs, why you chose them?
I guess I'll start. You know, we actually were recently talking about how we pick the songs that we play, and usually we just, like, throw them into a Spotify playlist and I'll kind of, like, listen to them, whatever. But all of us, I think, kind of think about different reasons of why Jinx should play a certain song. I think for myself, like, as the vocalist, because I'm not, like, you know, playing an instrument when I'm on stage, I'm just performing, I'm, like, looking at what the audience is doing, and I definitely enjoy when, like, the audience is, like, singing along. So I like to kind of pick songs that are, you know, pretty, like, well known, so that it can be, like, an engaging experience from, like, their perspective. But I know they have different answers than that.
Yeah, I mean, someone could literally be giving me the middle finger as I'm playing a song and I wouldn't know. So I do have a different perspective. I just, if it has cool guitar in it, I guess I like it. I don't know. And I think Joey makes a good point about, you know, thinking about putting yourself in the shoes of a Queen student. If you were drunk or high or both at a show, what would you like to listen to? And so I think our, you know, set list, like, really tails to kind of degenerates, I guess. Like, people who are f***ed up. So I would say we're pro-alcoholism,
pro-salutations,
anti-sober band.
One of the songs we played was Whole Lotta Love, and we've played that song pretty consistently since we started, and that's a fun one where we all kind of get to shine. And today we tried Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic for the first time, and our new bass player got to show off his chops.
I don't have an answer for this one because I'm new. And I'm just playing what's suggested and I'm having fun.
I think just stuff that's fun to play. I don't know. I like funk stuff because more rhythm guitar, but anything that makes all of us shine too. Like, I feel like Whole Lotta Love, watching Paul just, like, get a solo is f***ing awesome, and Paul rocks, so.
There we go.
I'm a little concerned about Lucas's answer. He does get sunlight every few days, and we have some slices of ham put aside for him. Yeah.
Only if he's good.
Yeah.
Only, he's been great so far, though, so he's not starving yet. Yeah.
So the last bass player, did you run out of ham, or, like, what happened there?
No. Sadly, he got a job, which is, like, if you're a musician, like, that's, like, you shouldn't be able to, like, be employable, but, you know, he is, so we're happy for him, but we're sad. He's on Quip, like, Queen's Engineering internship, which, we miss you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I wanted to ask you, Halloween is coming up soon-ish. I'm a planner anyway. What group costume would you do, or will you do?
We don't have one yet, but we've been throwing ideas out there, like Scooby-Doo. Mm. We're five people, so I don't know, like, who would be what? You'd probably be Fred, right?
I think so.
You'd be Scooby. And then we were thinking, too, for a song where Charlie gets a guitar solo, if he's Scooby-Doo, we'll, like, toss him a Scooby snack.
Cute.
That's the idea. We try to be cute, you know?
So
oh, this is completely different, but I feel like there's, like, only one opportunity to go all out costume-wise, and I want to do, like, full clown, but, like, I want, like, the garden, like, white face paint, like, I want, like, frilly collars.
Oh, like, clown core.
Like, yeah, I think that would be really cool, but I know that that's very different, but I think that could be awesome, so, yeah.
Speaking of clown... I used to do clown in high school. Oh, wow. Fun fact. And One of CFRC's favorite questions is, one, have you ever clowned? And two, have you ever been on stilts? I will need all of your answers.
And to both.
Like, what does it mean to clown?
Red nose.
Does that have to be, like, organized?
Or organized, like, clowning?
I have not participated in organized clowning. I myself act as a clown frequently, but I've never been on stilts, no.
I dabble in clowning, and I'm always on stilts.
Every single day of my life is an organized clown moment. And one day I hope to be on stilts, but I'm told that I'm usually tall enough, but when I'm with Paul, it doesn't make me feel that way. So, stilts in the future, I hope.
I wish I could say yes to both, but no. Maybe Halloween show, everyone on stilts. Who knows?
All right, so it's confirmed. Jinx will be wearing stilts for Halloween. So let's see them play the guitars and the drums. Well, think of one. All right, so next question I have for you is influences. Like, who is your musical role model, if you have one?
I think for me, like, with Jinx, something that I've tried to work on a lot is, like, not just, like, vocals, which I did when I was younger, but, like, performance as, like, a thing as well. And there's this Canadian artist, her name is Katie Tupper. She's, like, really small. I think she's from, like, Saskatoon or something. And I saw her in concert, and she just, like, the way that she performed, like, it felt like she was singing to you as, like, every single individual member in the audience, and, like, eye contact and just, like, moving around and, like, a way that, like, the music became, like, visually, like, interesting. And so when I'm performing, that's something I've been thinking a lot more about, is, like, how to, you know, look interesting as we sound, in a way. And she's iconic for that. So, yeah. Shout out Katie Tupper.
Does anyone have an answer?
I like Jimi Hendrix a lot. I kind of learned Hendrix songs to start off, and I'm a big Black Sabbath fan as well. But I also really like Bill Evans, a jazz pianist. He's really cool. And Miles Davis. So I kind of try and take inspiration from, like, both of them, sort of like metal and jazz.
Yeah, I'm a big metal and hard rock guy. But I will say that my dad has been a huge influence, and playing with my dad's a drummer, but he also plays other instruments. So playing with him has taught me how important it is that less is more, and not overplaying, which I tend to do.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a similar answer as me. My dad's also a musician, and he's a guitarist mainly, but he's introduced me to most of the music that I grew up on, if not all of it. So that kind of goes towards, like, the Beatles and Paul McCartney on bass, an absolute legend in the music world. And more recently, maybe, like, the Inbreds and the Garden 2 bass and drum heavy, more rock and maybe punk vibes, but really inspirational bass playing from those guys as well.
I think in terms of rhythm guitar playing, I don't have any specific people. I feel like I have some bands that I like to take inspo from. I've been really into Big Thief recently. I know that's, like, very different from what we play, but I feel like they're awesome. And I also shout out Mannequin Pussy. I don't know. That's, like, my favorite band right now. They're super cool. Very not super complicated chords, but I feel like the way that they play them is super impactful. And that's kind of what I go for. And also Charlie, I would say. I, like, met Charlie 2 years ago, and he's super good at guitar, so really helped me out. Yeah.
That's so sweet, so wholesome. Okay, do you have a favorite, like, do you guys have a guilty pleasure song? Like, something you wouldn't be necessarily proud to say you like as a musician yourself, but, like, you love it.
I'm a big Rihanna fan, actually. I like, yeah, Love on the Brain. That's a good song. What else, like S&M? That's a good one. Yeah, just maybe Katy Perry too. I relate to S&M a lot. But Katy Perry's a good one too. Yeah, I just music that I like listening to when I'm not sober, you know.
Okay, amazing. Does anybody else have an answer? Okay.
I'll back up the Katy Perry as well, honestly. When we were learning Hot and Cold for one of our new set lists, and I'm ashamed to say I was playing it really loud in the car. It was good. Anyone else want to fess up?
I don't think I'm ashamed of any of the music that I listen to. And even if it's corny, in my own eyes, I think that it has a place in my heart regardless. And if it goes hard, it goes hard. And at the end of the day, if you're jamming out, you're jamming out and you like it. So I can understand where you guys are coming from, but I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Inspirational.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like ashamed about this one, but I think like other people are probably like, you know, like you shouldn't be too proud that that's a song you like, which is the Ben Platt cover of Diet Pepsi. It's like, it's so musical theater kids, so like if you know that, but it's great. Ben Platt's, he's awesome.
So you are a musical theater kid?
Like I'm like in recovery, you know. But yeah, I think like honestly, like that's like a lot of what helps like my performances. Like my parents put me in musical theater when I was in senior kindergarten. Was the first time I did a play. I was like probably like 5 or 6 years old, and it's like I've always just kind of like been on stage. So I don't know about you guys, but like usually before a gig, I don't get like nervous. I'm just like so excited. I'm like, okay, I want to go on like right now, and I'll get like really impatient, but I'm not like nervous, I think, yeah, because of that. So shout out musical theater.
I'm just shaking in the corner.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so, too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Are you looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on our airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. This week, we've got another fun special episode for you featuring a conversation with both Seth W.J. Hunt and Nolan Hubbard, who have joined us before to chat about their respective releases, but are now coming together to chat about their new collaborative single, On and On, followed by some fun music recorded here at CFRC by local youth on Friday, May 29th, during CFRC's Airwave YGK Spring Reverb PA Days Youth Crash Course in Demo Recording. But first, On and On is a brand new collaborative song written by local musicians Nolan Hubbard and Seth W.J. Hunt back in 2025 that has since become a staple of their respective live sets. The song is about doing your best to keep moving forward, despite sometimes wondering whether it's all worth it in the end. Fully produced in Hubbard's home studio, the song effortlessly blends their distinct alternative rock pop influences and songwriting styles into something filled with a steady groove with rich harmonies that will also absolutely need to be in your summer drive playlist. Without further ado, let's jump into our chat now with Seth W.J. Hunt and Nolan Hubbard. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC and the Release Radar Rundown. It's such a pleasure to have you both in the, well, in the virtual studio with us. Seth W.J. Hunt and Nolan Hubbard, you're back with us again. I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Seth, starting with you, I'd love to just call back to the EP release Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn that we talked about earlier this spring and the work you've been doing to promote and perform it since our conversation earlier.
Yeah. Since we last spoke, the album's been, or the EP's been doing really well. It seems to be getting really good feedback. I think a lot of people dug the idea of really feeling like you're just in a room with me, just the one mic, one take, the live feel. It's been great reception.
Fantastic. And now over to you, Nolan. You also joined us earlier this year to talk about the whole new album you made, Emanate. Tell us about it and update us on its reception as well.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like people are really enjoying the new music, and there was a lot of different colors on that album, and I think everybody's kind of picked their favorites by this point, and it's nice to see that every time I ask somebody about it, they kind of have a different favorite, and that was kind of the whole goal with putting together that music, is kind of show all the different kind of influences I've been working from in the past year or so, and it's been really fun to play live as well. I've been really enjoying that.
Amazing, guys. Well, thank you, Nolan. Thank you, Seth, for that. And now I'd love to hear about the collaboration that you've done together. You've both just released through the Kingston Music Office your new release, collaborative single, On and On. How did you find each other in the first place?
We both grew up in Gananoque, actually. So just kind of like a small town thing. Like we kind of had cross paths, if I'm not mistaken, just kind of throughout the music scene, both being involved in it for quite some time. And then we just kind of connected, and Nolan invited me over to jam. And I think it was the first time we jammed, we came out with the bass of that song.
And Nolan, thoughts?
Yeah, that's honestly, it was, we were pretty fast friends when we finally actually connected and said, hey, let's make some music together, because we had played a couple shows together in the past maybe year and a half or so, and I love everything Seth does. I've loved him in the back steps, and it's really awesome to see he's in my kind of singer-songwriter world now, and I'm loving everything he's doing, and I was like, I gotta get in on that, it was like immediately when we sat down, I had a little guitar idea, and Seth was quick to throw some lyrics at it, and just in maybe like an hour, we had that song finished, and it felt really good.
Amazing. And so did you guys know each other in Gananoque when you were growing up together?
I think we knew of each other, and obviously just through like playing music, we were playing a lot of the same venues. For example, there's a bar here in Gan called Stonewater, which is a great music venue, and I think we were both kind of frequenting these spots. We crossed paths like a few times before then, and kind of talked about the idea of getting together and jamming and doing shows. And then, to kind of like Nolan said, once we kind of sat down together, we were pretty quick to become friends. But yeah, I'd always been a fan of what Nolan was doing, kind of, even through high school and those early days.
Yeah, likewise. We, Gann brothers for life. It's kind of hard to beat that connection, you know?
That's right.
So let's learn about the new single, On and On. You guys did the song together. You made it happen in a very short amount of time. Tell us about the process to produce it. Nolan, start with you.
Yeah, so we wrote the song sitting in my living room, and that tends to be where I make all my music. And I think it was maybe two or three times Seth came over, and we had kind of, you know, bounced ideas back and forth virtually and whatnot. But we were pretty quick to record the whole thing. Like, it only took a couple of hangouts for us to get the whole thing tracked. Seth did a bunch of great guitar work on the record. We kind of just handed the guitar back and forth as we were making it, and you know, throwing ideas at the wall, and it all came out pretty awesomely, if you ask me. And then, yeah, I sat and mixed it once we finally had all the finishing touches on there. And yeah, that it was quite a while ago. I mean, we sat on it for a while, and it, you know, finally we came around to this past month or so, and we said, we really need to release that song, because I know we've both been playing it live a lot.
Amazing. Seth, over to you. Let's hear a little bit more about the composition process and lyricism.
Yeah, it was cool. Like Nolan said, it only took a couple hangouts to get it all figured out. But yeah, we're just passing the guitar back and forth, which is the first time I've really done that in a while, just kind of sitting, jamming. And then a lot of the stuff that we recorded actually made the final track, like a lot of the guitar work, which was cool. And then composition wise lyrically, came together pretty quickly. I had a couple just random notes in my phone that they've been kind of looking for a home, and Nolan showed me a little chord progression he was working on, and I was able to kind of match some of my lyrics up with that. And then, you know, the chorus, the on and on kind of hook to the chorus, I think it was, you know, we were both kind of like, you know, mumbling, humming along, trying to find something. And then we had stumbled upon that, and it worked really well. I was also the one of, you know, it was a time where we were both playing the song a lot live before it came out. So it was giving us time to go back and tweak and see how the crowd, you know, responded to it, if it's better to be more acoustic or more, you know, of a rock song. I think we found kind of the perfect balance with everything.
And now I get the sense from both of you that you're both performing the song individually when you're playing your own shows. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there an opportunity to perhaps see you both do it together? Do you have a show that you're both going to be playing together coming up?
Nothing right now, but we did do it at Musiki. I don't have any concept of time, but I want to say it was a couple months ago. We got up on stage and we did it together. But I would love to have something set up with Nolan for, you know, I know we both have pretty busy summers ahead of us, you know, both playing full time. So I would love to have something for the fall.
Amazing. And now, so starting with you, Nolan, let's hear about some of those upcoming gigs that we're going to see this late spring, summer, and maybe even into early fall. Where can we catch up with you? And then over to you, Seth.
Yeah, I mean, I've got just a whole ton of shows. I'm a lucky guy for sure to be able to play as much out as I do. And, you know, some things of note, I suppose. I've got again, that Rib Fest coming up in Gann. I've got Musiki every other Wednesday. And this past week was our first patio show, which was a ton of fun under the Magnolia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you go to my website, there is just a wall of text that is all the shows that I'm playing. So I'm here, there, and everywhere this summer for sure.
All right, Seth, over to you, buddy.
Yeah, so next, I don't know when this is going to air, but June 12th, playing a show at the Broom Factory in Kingston. Got the old band, the Backsteps, you know, as my backing band, so I'm super stoked about that. playing with the band Wygo, new Kingstonians, and they're, you know, just not just great friends of mine, but just a great band. And then another band called Restless Endangerment. I think they're like part Kingston, part Ottawa, but super stoked to be back at the Broom Factory. And then I go out west to British Columbia for a bit, have some gigs, some festival gigs out there, and then I'll be spending majority of my summer in the U.S. doing some writing, a little bit of recording, and just kind of hanging out down there. And then I'm coming back in September, and I'm doing the McKinnon Barn. I've never played out there before either, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
Fantastic. All right. And before we wrap it up, what's really exciting for you in terms of local concerts and festivals? What acts are you excited to check out this summer in the Kingston area? Nolan.
I just saw the Sheepdogs recently, and that was an incredible show. And I'd like to see them again at some point. I think Donovan Woods has some dates coming up too. He's one of my favorite songwriters, and I'm going to do my darndest to go catch him at some point this summer. You know, I'm looking forward to Line Spike. That looked like an awesome lineup. I would love to go see my friend Seth at Ottawa Blues Fest. He's playing that this year.
I forgot about that. Yeah, Ottawa Blues Fest.
July
17th.
That's a big one.
Sorry.
Yes, I would love to catch his set there. I was fortunate enough to play there last year, and it's just such an incredible opportunity. So that'll be a fun one. And I know he's alongside some heavy hitters. He's playing with Ella Langley, and it's awesome to see.
Huge. All right, Seth. So you forgot about Ottawa Blues Fest.
Yeah, I forgot about now that I've kind of thought about it, I forgot about a lot of gigs. But yeah, I'm sorry. July 17th, Ottawa Blues Fest. Get your tickets. But yeah, other bands I'm excited to see. I'm going to try and get to that. What's the new festival with Peach Pit? The road trip. I'm gonna try and get to that if I'm in town. And then local bands, like I always love seeing my buddy Dev plays in the Codas, and they're always a good time. The Astros are a good time. I just discovered this new band too, called Lumpfish.
They are actually with us at CFRC for this week while we're recording. They are in our studios right now. They're doing a live performance tonight at 5 o'clock. The date of this recording is June 2nd. So folks who are listening to this on Thursday, June 11th, can catch it on video on our YouTube and also our podcast. But yeah, Lumpfish is with us right now.
They're great. Yeah, I saw them at Homegrown, and they were great. I hope to get out. I know Nolan's doing a bunch of patio dates and stuff, so I'm definitely going to be at some of those. And there's a lot of good stuff happening this summer and fall. So I guess we definitely won't be, we'll be getting our fix of live music.
Amazing. All right. And before we wrap up, guys, remind us again how we can keep up with the latest news about your show dates locally and regionally. Nolan, let's start with you.
Yeah, you can check me out at nolanhubbard.com. That's probably the home base for all of it. But, you know, you can also check me out on Instagram and TikTok, my YouTube channel. I was thinking maybe me and Seth ought to do an acoustic version of On and On. So, lots of stuff upcoming. Go check me out.
And over to you, Seth.
I'm most active on Instagram at SethWJHunt. I post a lot on there. That's kind of where I post a lot of my show dates. Same with TikTok, Facebook, just a lot of the social media side. But yeah, social. And if you want to get a hold of me for any shows or, you know, anything like that, just yeah, send me a message.
All right, guys, we're gonna play out your new single together, On and On. Thank you so much for joining us back at CFRC. You were both with us earlier this year. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. It's so exciting, and I really hope that sometime we can entice you both to come and join us in the studios, maybe together.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. Sweet. Yeah. Thanks so much, Dana.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me all the things you love about me, even if it's only just a lie. Like when I wrote that song about you, 'cause you told me that I had to mention she's the best that's happened in my life. 'Cause that song plays on and on, like the day breaks for every set sun. But today I'm moved on and on. Things you hate about me, even if they're only mostly true. Like when I'll make those jokes about her, I'm just nothing but a letdown, who somehow became the best at loving you. 'Cause that song plays on.
And that was On and On by Nolan Hubbard and Seth W.J. Hunt, a brilliant new collaborative single recently released by two just wonderful local artists. Be sure to follow them on their socials to keep up with their news and latest local shows. We've got a bit more time in our show today, and we'll end with three untitled demo tracks we recorded on May 29th during CFRC's Airwave YGK PA Days Youth Crash Course and Demo Recording Workshop we offered for free to local participants during this year's Spring Reverb Festival in partnership with KPP Concerts. We had a number of young kids come in, some of who recorded music for the very first time. You'll hear high school students Mila in grade 9 and Libby in grade 11, both using acoustic guitar. Before signing off, our intro bed is a single from Nolan Hubbard called Touch, and the outro music you're listening to now is Brooklyn by Seth W.J. Hunt. Thanks to both guys for joining us again to chat about their work. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC's channels can complete the release rate or submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC on Instagram and make song requests via cfrc.ca. Yes, you can power our programming with your favorite songs. Get in on the fun. For now, I really hope that you enjoy the lovely demos that these young folks who came to CFRC recorded during our demo recording workshop on May 29th. No one other than their friends and family have heard these from them, so let's give them all a big, huge community high five and encourage them further to grow great music made right here in Kingston, Ontario, for all to enjoy for years to come. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. It's always a real pleasure to do this show. We'll see you next time.
Day off in Kyoto, got bored at the temple, drowned at 7-Eleven. Bent up the speed train, I went to the arcade. I wanted to go, but I didn't. Called me from a payphone, they still got stars shining through, but they're not as bright as you. I hear raindrops on find me until you see that I'm blue too. I'm waiting for you to come through. We have followed you here, but you disappeared. tomorrow. Yesterday, just once more, forever, once more, stay with us, with us.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, host of CFRC's Numbers with Wings. I have good news, at least I think it is. Jesse has given me another hour, so my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in, Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca.